The United Nations Climate Action Week wrapped up with intense speeches, promises, and emotional pleas for action. Here in New York, the battle over how best to respond to the unfolding climate catastrophe is intensifying. Let's start with the science. Since the beginning of industrialization in the second half of the 18th century, humans have released so much carbon dioxide into the atmosphere that the global average temperature has increased by about 1 degree Celsius, or nearly 2 degrees Fahrenheit. And temperatures currently continue to rise about 0.2 degrees Celsius per decade. The amount of carbon dioxide in the air, the key metric of greenhouse gas pollution over time, is now at 408 parts per million, well beyond the safe level of 350 parts per million and 46% more than pre-industrial levels of 280. The consequences of global warming have long since become tangible in the form of heat waves, rising oceans, floods, and droughts. And the costs could be much more dramatic, far-reaching, and lasting than anything the civilized world has ever had to contend with. Heat waves, droughts, storms, forest fires, floods, disruptions to the entire food chain. The impacts are becoming more visible all the time. In October 2018, the world's climate experts issued a report examining whether the world will meet the target of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial times, a target contained in the 2015 Paris Agreement. The conclusion was that every nation needs to do a lot more, much more than they're currently doing. According to the experts, there's only one way to keep to the 1.5 degree goal. The world's carbon dioxide emissions must be cut nearly in half by the year 2030. And by the middle of the century, at the latest, the world must reach a carbon net zero. That means that if carbon dioxide is released at all, the same amount must be removed from the atmosphere. If the climate warms to 2 degrees Celsius, nearly 4 degrees Fahrenheit, the future looks even more dire. 2 degrees would mean a complete destruction of coral reefs, huge crop losses, the melting of the Greenland ice pack, and catastrophic threats to millions of people. Bears noting that the most recent climate scientists have stated that the climate crisis is accelerating even faster than they believed, and that things are perhaps even more dire than the 2018 report indicated. Which brings us to the fight in New York. Despite the growing existential climate crisis, some continue to advance plans seemingly without concern for the consequences. For example, National Grid, a United Kingdom company which provides power to much of New York State, wants to build a new $1 billion natural gas pipeline under the Hudson River. The rationale for this expansion is the company expects there to be a 10% increase in gas demand over the next decade due to a growing New York economy and as building owners stop using oil as a source of heat. The pipeline would take time to build and would have to operate for decades for its investors to make a profit from the construction of the pipeline. Organizations concerned about the threat posed by the burning of fossil fuels have opposed the plan, and others like it, stating an expansion of any fossil fuel makes no sense due to the growing threat from global warming. Governor Cuomo's pledge to block the pipeline. So what should be done? Instead of building new natural gas hookups, many customers should look at relying on electricity for their needs. While much of the power for electric use comes from polluting sources, ultimately those will be replaced with renewable sources, and thus building for the future makes more sense than building out new fossil fuel infrastructure. No one is arguing that people should stop driving cars, turn off the lights, eat only cold foods, and live in homes with freezing or hot temperatures. But the planet must stop building for a fossil fuel future. The fossil fuel era, like the steam engine before it, has passed. We are now living with the consequences. It's time to focus our resources and planning on a non-fossil fuel future. New York cannot invest in long-term fossil fuel capital projects at the same time that state law mandates a rapid transition to renewable energy in all sectors, housing, transportation, and industrial and commercial. The policy in New York is settled. and we must move quickly away from fossil fuels. As the world's experts have said, there is no time to waste. Actions to curb such use must be taken now.